at the start of the season, I think most people associated with the club would have grabbed this scenario that you're in. And yet there's probably a little tinge of disappointment because against UCD twice you led at the Belfield Bowl in away games this season, but didn't hold on. Had it been different, well, maybe Finn Harps could be champions.
I think you might be maybe going a little bit too far, Chris, on that. We played GCD three times, and we couldn't beat them any of the three times. Like, they're worthy champions. We congratulated them last Friday night, and, you know, the best side, they're top of the table for a reason. And we had three chances of trying to beat them, and we didn't take any of them. So that alone itself, they're worthy champions, and we have to go and try and make something out of the playoff semi-final. That will take with a huge difficulty, as we know from before.
Yeah. Now, tonight you're taking on Cabinteely, and in terms of your recent league run, this would extend it out to 10 games unbeaten. How important is it to have this, to keep this momentum going into the playoffs?
Yeah, like, you know, the result tonight is in life and death as regards where we finish. We're finishing second regardless of the result, but we certainly don't want to lose the unbeaten run that we're on. That itself will take a proper and very good performance, because Cabinteely are decent and probably will feel they've underachieved, Chris, with the players they have. We've beaten them home and away 1-0 in two extremely tight games that could have gone either way. In Ballybofey, I think the young Dean Casey lad hit the post twice. Up in Cabinteely, they had a brilliant chance at Nilal with a 1-1 that Kieran Gallagher saved, and we eventually broke them down. Probably against them on a play up there and held on to win 1-0. They're a good side, and they've beaten all around the top table bar ourselves, and we certainly don't want to lose, you know, our unbeaten run going into the playoffs, to put it that way to you.
Now, of the other teams, Shelburne, Drogheda, Longford, do you have any preference as to who you'd face in the playoffs?
None, each of them can beat us. To put that way to Shelburne, we had three draws against them. There was nothing between us. Drogheda bet us, we bet them. Longford bet us comfortably in Ballybofey, and we bet them in the return game. There's nothing in it, like, and, you know, the cup semi-finals, if that's what they want to call them, or the playoff semi-finals, will go to the wire. They could go to penalties, God knows what way they'll go. But there's no point in us worrying about who we're playing until tonight's over, and whoever are playing in the quarter-final of the playoff, we'll have a look at, and then plan to see what way we'll approach it. Like.
Now, you brought in a number of players during the summer transfer. Do we take it that they're all still going to be available for the playoffs?
Yeah, hopefully. They certainly are fit in that type of way. There's possibly, you know, an international call up for one of the players. That would be brilliant for him and indeed for the club. But it may coincide with the playoff first leg. But that's something we'll wait to see. And should it materialise, well and good, we'll wish him well. If it doesn't, well, then he'll be available for us. But that's something out of our control, and we'll wait to see what way that pans out. But yeah, everyone at the moment is available for tonight to start with, and we'll worry about the playoffs when that arrives.
Yeah, and certainly it's a plus point that you've ended the season with not too many on the injury list, so you're going into the playoffs with pretty much a full deck of cards.
Well, it wouldn't go that far. Mark Tindall, unfortunately, is out and will be out for, we're hoping, weeks as opposed to months, and it'll be touch and go whether Mark can make the playoff game. That remains to be seen. There's a few others who have been out injured and basically need game time, and that itself is no point in anyone being back from injury and aren't fit to do a part in the game, and we need to get them game time. And we've arranged a friendly game next Friday to try and rectify that problem. But you don't know what's around the corner. You don't know what will happen tonight, and you don't know what will happen at training or in the friendly game itself. But look, we need to get over the line tonight to try and keep our unbeaten run going, and then worry about the playoffs.
Now, during the summer transfer, the likes of Mikey Place came in, Nathan Boyle, there were quite a lot of changes. You must be well pleased with how the new guys came in, and certainly, you know, up front, it was a complete change of strike force, and they have delivered the goods.
Yeah, we had a number of changes. We had a number of changes all over the pitch, to be honest with you, not just in the front one or front two or front three, whatever way you want to call it. Like, we probably have a better panel you know, than what we had, as opposed to maybe a better 11, to put it that way to you. We had quite a strong 11 if everyone was fit in the first half of the season. We're no world beaters then. We're no world beaters now, Chris, either. You know, we were beaten, I remember mentioning we were beaten by Cove at home against a good Cove side that played very well that night, and all of a sudden we were a terrible side. We weren't. And we went with that same side and won in Longford against the run of play at 2-1. And we weren't a brilliant side after that either. We're the middle of the road is where we're at, and we probably are still at that level, except we might have a bigger, maybe an even squad to pick from should the likes of Martin then be out. And we've kind of filled those gaps better now than maybe what we did in the first half of the season.
And Ollie, just before we let you go, the way the playoffs work, you've got your final home league game now, and then a little bit of a layoff, which probably isn't ideal. You're not out in action again to the 12th of October. That's away from home. So the next home game at Finn Park is the 19th of October, and that in itself means it's important from a financial point of view as well that there's a decent crowd there to see the side off into the playoffs tonight, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. I mean, you summed it up quite well there. It's not ideal for football reasons to be sitting 3 weeks idle without a competitive game, and it's certainly not ideal financially to have that amount of weeks plus one without a home gate. But, like, the crowd came out in numbers up in Belfield last week. They were brilliant and drove us on to, OK, we only got a draw, but they drove us on to that, and they were very, very good all year, to their credit, but we need them tonight. Because Cavan Teely are a decent side, as I said, and have probably felt they've underachieved with the likes of Kieran Marty Waters, Jack Watson, Keith Watson. They're all Premier Division players. And, you know, even had we had to go and win this game tonight and UCD to lose in Longford, there's no guarantee with a turnover of Cavan Teely with the quality that they have. But, you know, we need supporters to be out tonight and to be patient, because, please God, we'll have a few more games to play to try and achieve whatever we can achieve in it, but it'll be difficult. It'll be difficult tonight, don't mind, in the playoff, but we need them to support us, as they did last week up in Belfield, to the credit, and they're out in their numbers up there and drove us on in a big crowd, which was mainly UCD supported on that night.